Welcome back to KSL Radio. This is Amy Donaldson.
And I'm Steve Handy, and we're here going to talk about the upcoming
ski season.
I
know it's sunny and warm right now outside.
But think snow, that great promotion. Think snow, right?
We welcome Annalise Bergen to the – she's the communication director with Ski Utah to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And you said you just came back from promoting skiing in Utah, right?
Yeah, I just returned from a week out in New York and Boston and talking about the greatest snow on earth out east.
And how was that received, Annalise?
It's always received well. The New Yorkers and the Boston people there, they love to have us out there. The Boston Ski and Snowboard Expo is actually going on through the weekend, and we have Ski Utah there as well. And I stopped by the booth last night, and it was swarmed with people picking up trail maps and stickers and talking to us about where they were coming out in Utah this year. So we have some big fans out there.
Yeah. Do you find that most people already, they either already want to come or they have come and they are familiar with the skiing?
Definitely. It's really common for them to either say, oh, I've been there before and it was the best vacation of my life, or, oh, I am planning to go there next winter, or my son went there and he can't stop talking about it. It's so common for people to get really excited as soon as they realize that we're here from Utah.
Well, I've had a number of conversations with folks from out of state who, I can't remember who it was recently, but you know, Colorado's probably our biggest competitor, and it's really resonated with people that the fact that I know we've been promoting this for years and years and years, but Colorado, you're a long way. Once you land at Stapleton, you're a long way from any resorts, but here, it's how far away? We talk about 45 minutes.
It's unbelievable. So we'll have 15 resorts coming on this winter, and 10 of them are in under an hour from the airport. Yeah. You know, I was just talking to somebody the other night in Boston. I said, it's incredible. I live 5 minutes from downtown, 5 minutes from work in a really trendy area in a city, and I'm under 40 minutes from 7 resorts and under an hour from 10.
And I can't
believe that.
Imagine.
There's nowhere else in the world like Utah.
Yeah. I think because it's airport to the ski resorts, right?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible, the accessibility, especially for families. It's so hard to land after a long day of traveling and then have to drive 3 hours.
And you get your transportation.
Yeah.
How do you top last year, though? Because wasn't last year like record-setting snow, record-setting visitors, every record everywhere in a positive way was broken? How do you try to top that? Do you have a plan for that?
Other than doing my snow dance every day, I can't imagine. Like I was talking actually just last night to somebody, records are meant to be broken. So I hope that we always get more and more snow. And I always tell people, haven't you heard this year is going to be the best year ever. So we don't know what snow is coming. Obviously we can't look into the forecast that far ahead, but Utah is so blessed with our snowpack. Just because we don't have every year is exactly like last year. We can't expect that to happen every year, but it is so wonderfully consistent here, and it's always consistent with excellent snow. And so even if we don't receive the exact amount of snowfall that we did last year, it's going to be great, and it's going to be the greatest snow on earth. So
are there any new programs? I know there's the fifth and sixth grade programs for kids, but are there any programs to make it accessible to people who live here? And
The fifth and sixth grade passport is one of the best deals, I think, around even in the country. And it makes it so much easier for families to get involved in the ski sports. I mean, it's $45, and fifth graders receive 3 days at every single resort. That is going to include the new resort this year, Woodward Park City, as well. So the value of that is pretty crazy. And then with the sixth graders, they receive 1 day at each. And then with the way that all of these resorts here are coming on to these multi-resort passes, that alone, it makes it so much more accessible for people, because buying a season pass isn't really so out of reach anymore, especially if you're willing to plan ahead and buy in the spring or even earlier. You know, we have 5 resorts on the Icon Pass and 2 resorts on Epic. And then
2 on Epic, 5 on Icon.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, add in these great multi-resort passes as well as all of the great passes offered with Ski Utah and with Ski City. It's becoming more and more easy for families to get into skiing and snowboarding.
Annalise, I think I have I'm under the impression that resorts have announced November 29th as a targeted opening. Do your snow dance and will we hit that?
I'm sure we will. The snow comes every year and, you know, we always have different, I think fall is different here every year. Mm-hmm. It always surprises me to see what happens. But the snow always comes and we always get the resorts open. Most of the resorts have posted opening dates in late November. Some are traditionally more like early December, which is pretty normal for them. So I'm sure we'll be skiing and riding at the end of the month like always.
What would you say, and I know you're just going to have to just put something in the air and figure this out because you just said you didn't have the statistics, but what percentage of our skier days, or how do we characterize this, are out-of-staters?
Right. So, I mean, the out-of-state skiers that we see come into here, it's so great to see how many people mm-hmm. are coming in. Last year we had 5.1 million skier visits, skier days.
Wow.
And that, you know, that equates to a $1.6 billion economic impact. And a lot of that is our, that economic impact specifically is our out-of-state skiers because they don't just, you know, go to the resort and ski for the day. They come in, they get a house or a hotel,
the restaurants, the food, the rentals.
And, and so beyond just the numbers for, you know, the actual numbers of the skiers I don't have on hand, but if you look at that economic impact, that speaks for itself, a $1.6 billion economic impact from last year's season. And
right.
that is a huge amount of money coming into our state, thanks to people wanting to come see these mountains.
So as we kind of deal with like a climate change and, you know, maybe a later spring, earlier winter, there's, like you say, it's never the same. Is there anything that Ski Utah or the resorts are sort of doing to try to make sure to, I don't know, protect this great asset that we have?
Yeah, I mean, we actually just spoke about this last week during our press conference as well. And Ski Utah is just so proud to see so many resorts taking responsibility for this and saying, we are going to do everything we can to make a difference and to make big changes that really make a big impact and commit to changes. So many of the resorts have hired on full-time sustainability managers. You know, obviously Ski Utah is working. We work as more of kind of a leverage standpoint, working with all the resorts and with government policies to try to work through a lot of that. And something that I was so excited to see announced a couple weeks ago is the Central Wasatch Commission and UTA and the Big and Little Cottonwood Resorts, all 4 of them, they all came together with a lot of other community partners. And the UTA bus service is undergoing a huge overhaul, which is going to make such a big difference in people that are going to get on the bus and go skiing. There's a 26% increase in Little Cottonwood Canyon and bus service, and a 28% increase in Big Cottonwood Canyon. So, you know, that these resorts are going to keep working hard towards making an impact on their carbon footprint, but it also is up to all of us to say, you know what, let's pile 2 or 3 more people in the car, or let's go take the bus because it's even easier to do now. So,
yeah, I mean, so I do true. Think there's, when it comes to our natural resources, this idea that we love them to death. Mm-hmm. And I'm guilty of it as much as anyone because I love the mountains. But you have to think about that now.
Absolutely.
There's too many of us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Utah, I think the secret's out of the bag if there ever was a secret. People are never going to stop coming here to ski. And so what's important for us is to say, okay, how do we make it easier and more sustainable, and how do we make sure that people are using the best possible way to get to the mountains? Mm-hmm. And that includes working with UTA, and I'm really excited to see such a big change. And then all 4 of the resorts in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon are now on the ride app that Snowbird was on. And so you'll be able to get on that app and share a ride to Solitude, Brighton, Snowbird, or Alta this year.
Very cool.
You know, I know there's been talking, you know, for years about going to a, you know, European style, getting up Big and Little Cottonwood with trams or funiculars or whatever they call them. But I don't know if we'll ever see anything like that in our lifetimes.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
the expense and the difficulties, the But anyway, we're looking forward to a great ski season.
Me
in
too.
Utah.
You
know.
Thank you so much.
The greatest
days.
Snow on earth. Yeah. Thanks, Annalise.
Joining
what
us
a fun job you have.
Thank you both.
What's the website? Is it skiutah.com?
Skiutah.com. That's where you're going to find so much information on opening dates, passes, every little piece of information that you could need to know about skiing Utah. Go to skiutah.com.
Thank you so much. You're listening to KSL Radio.